Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. And let's read Psalm 63. A Psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow, and fatness in my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. Amen. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God, for this day. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being with us, sustaining us, helping us, upholding us in time of troubles and hardship and difficulties, stopping the mouth of the liars. We thank you, God, for this wonderful day you give us. We ask you to give us the strength to sustain us this day and every day, O God, to go on and serve you. We give you thanks for all that we receive from you, O God. The salvation, your word, your guidance, the Holy Spirit, the comfort, the assurance, the all kinds of provisions, the miracles, the doors you open. We thank you, God, for all these things. And now we come to you. We confess our sin and mistakes, shortcomings, and the thing that we have done and we are not aware, oh God, we ask you forgiveness. Let's confess our sin, our wrongdoing to the Lord, asking him forgiveness. Let's now ask him our needs. The Lord say, come to me, all you are weary, burdened, and give you rest. Let's ask God our needs, small and big needs in the hands of God. We ask him help, we ask him healing, grace, patience, and perseverance. Let's ask him sustenance. Thank you, God, for answering our prayers. Thank you for helping us. You are great, God. Thank you. You know each and everyone's heart and what is our needs. Even before we ask, Lord, we ask you to guide us. And also, I pray you open our eyes to see that our needs are there available around us. Sometimes you give us, but we cannot see. I pray you open each and every one of us. Of our eyes, O God,
to see how you are providing good things for us. Let's pray for one another, let's pray for those who have no job, have no income, those who are struggling, those who are in need, let's pray for them. That God will provide and God will sustain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We pray for our brethren, Lord. Hear our prayers for them. Let's pray for the sick among us. Be healed, those who have no job, no salaries, delayed salaries, no provision. Let's pray for them. Lord, I pray you give jobs. Open doors, oh God, satisfy the needs in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your job and the place that you are working. Lord, bless your people for the sake of your people. Bless these jobs and businesses. Let them receive salaries on time and in full in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and I pray also, Lord, that each and every one of them, every one of us will shine in the place that you have placed us to preach your word, to tell about you to the people who are around us in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy, O God. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear our cry for mercy, O Lord. Bless each and every family. Pray for each husband to be the head of his family, Lord. And pray for that he will put you in his head, Christ being the head, O God. And pray for wives to be submissive also to their husbands as they are leading the families in the ways of God. We pray also that parents would discipline their children, will raise them in the fear of God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for children to be obedient to the instruction that they receive from their parents. I pray for each and every family, the fruit of the Holy Spirit will be manifested, love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, faith, faithfulness, long-suffering, perseverance, O God, humility, we pray, O God, that each and every family will shine for you to preach the gospel, to be a good example to the people around them. I pray for each and every family to attract others into your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your help and your support and your guidance into our lives. Let's pray now for the places that we came from. Let's pray for our neighborhood, for our friends, before, classmates, and also relatives. Let's pray that they will know Christ. Let's pray that you will also work with God to send you His word to them. Yes, Lord, we pray for salvations, for all our contacts and the people that we are intermingled with, that we will share with them your word in the name of Jesus. And I pray for a fruit to come from all these places. Let's pray now for this place here in UA, that God place His church, and in other places that the church has to stand through members, families, congregations. Let's pray for also Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, and the places in Africa, in Malawi, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria. Let's pray, Lord, we pray for all these governments, O God, in these countries, that we'll have favor from you and from them, that all what we need from logistics, all what we need, Lord, from O God, what we need of also documentations, places for worship, O God, facilities you will provide for us. O Lord, we pray also, Lord, that we will evangelize to these people. We speak about you, Lord. We pray that you reveal yourself to them in visions and in dreams, O God. Do miracle, O Lord. We commit ourselves to keep the rules of the land and to be good citizenship, and to pray for the people to be safe and to continue to give your word, O God. We pray that you will protect us from persecution, from the work of the devil against us and all these places, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for sustaining us in all these places, O God. Let's pray now also for the church to grow. Pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to evangelize, to invite others into his kingdom, to bring souls. And Lord, we pray that the message of salvation will spring out from your church, from the mouth of each and every one of us, and from our lives also, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, O God, that you refill us once again to go and evangelize. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need, gift of evangelism, faith, miracles, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, pastoring, teaching, discernment, distinguishing between spirits. O God, equip us to go on, to drive out demons, to lay hands on sick, they get healed. O God, O Lord, whatever we need of gifts, you provide for us, skills and talents, so that we will do exactly according to the assignment that you have assigned for us. O God, I pray for our protection, all of us, from this pandemic. Protect us from the work of devil. We come against it. Spirit of antichrist, spirit of anti-evangelism, spirit of division of Satan, and all the work of Satan to kill, steal, and destroy, we come against, we rebuke in the name of Jesus. And Lord, here we are. We invite you, Lord, that you will bless our church meeting today, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will help us, you will guide us, O God, and you will speak to us, O Lord, through your word. Anoint our prayers, anoint our songs, anoint the all items of our worship, the giving, O Lord, anoint the instruments, our voices. Let your name, O Lord, be lifted up, let your name be glorified. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord.
We give you thanks and we lift up praise. Show your power, O Lord, our God.
Right.
Touching heaven, changing earth. Touching heaven, changing earth. Touching heaven, changing earth.
Shepherd of our soul, we give you full control over our lives, Father.
Trust you, Lord, that you will continue to do miracles. Oh God, our salvation is a miracle. Our life is a miracle. Your provision to us is a miracle. Your healing is a miracle. Thank you, God, for all these miracles that are abound in our life. Oh God, even now as we are sitting in your presence, speak to us as your church and your people. To everyone who is here, O God, to our brethren, the rest of the also congregation, other places. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your people and your church who brought to you, what belong to you, O God, of tithes and offering and first fruit. We thank you, God, and I pray you open the floodgates of heaven. I bless them, O God, and pour out so much blessing that you will rebuke the devourer also in their life in the name of Jesus. And I pray also, Lord, to give to those who have no job, give them job, O God, and give them salaries and income. Those who are in delay salary, I pray, bless their companies so they will give them all the pending salaries in the name of Jesus. And I pray also, Lord, that you will multiply this money and bless it and use it to reach the lost. I pray all the needs of the church and the congregations of the church, members, workers. We trust you, Lord, for miracles that you will meet all the needs. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We will continue today speaking about from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. And we have reached before in Matthew 5, verse 42. Matthew 5, 32, say, give to him that asks thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Today we will continue to speak about give to him that ask thee. Give to him that ask. Let's pray, Lord, thank you for your word to us. Thank you for directing us with the scriptures of what we need to do in our lives and how to hearken to your voice. And I pray, Lord, today you speak to us, you guide us. Anoint my lips, O God, and let this word of yours bring you glory and honor. Let your name be lifted up and let your name be glorified. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we continue speaking about giving to the poor and needy. And certain time, we need to move to help certain congregations of the church. We have examples of that. In the book of Acts, chapter 11, we will go through these examples. Acts chapter 11 and verse 27 to verse 30. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwell in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now hear why they sent to the brethren in Judea, because most likely those they will be more affected. Because those they were boycotted by the Jewish who were against them in order to hinder the gospel from being preached. So they send them help and relief to help them in their life, and also that the word of God will be continue to be preached to the lost souls. And also we read in the book of Romans another example of collecting for the and helping the church that is in need of help. In book of Romans chapter 15, and let's read verse 24 to verse 28. Here Apostle Paul was mobilizing the brethren, some churches, to help also the saints who are poor. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way by you. At first I be somewhat filled with your company, but now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. These are the poor saints. These are the apostles. For it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. He's speaking that the brethren in Macedonia and Achaia, they collected for them. It has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Now here, these churches in Macedonia and Achaia were planted through the teaching of the church in Jerusalem, through the apostles. And now the spiritual seeds that they put, now they are paying back to them the material things that they need to give to them. The church in Jerusalem was the mother church, and through the teaching of that church, was these churches and other churches would be planted. And now the time comes that these churches will send help and relief to support the mother church. Let's read also in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 1 to 4. Now concerning the collection for the saints. Speaking Paul here about alms. As I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. He is giving a section to the church in Corinth and Galatia. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in the store as God hath proposed him, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. And when I come, Whomsoever you shall approve by your letter, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be me that I go also, they should go with me. Weekly he asked them to collect so that they will send this relief to the saints in Jerusalem. And also 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. Here Apostle Paul was speaking about the Macedonians, how even out of their poverty they were sending and they are giving. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of ministering of the saints. Here he is telling and speaking about the good examples of the Macedonians in giving. And in chapter 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 1 to 4, for as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forward of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, ye may be ready. Yes, happily if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we that we say not, yea, should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. He's speaking to the Corinthians that he already told them that he already told to the Macedonians that the Corinthians are ready to give. And he's saying to them now that now I'm coming with some brethren of the churches of Macedonia with me. If they will come and they will see you not ready, we'll be ashamed of what we had spoken before. Now, here all these examples about collection and the giving. We as a church, we in the Abul, we have 5% of all what we collect, it go to the alms, and we use it to help those who are in need whenever need is raised up. Now, we will study more what we need to give to the poor and needy. As here the Lord told us, give. Matthew 5:42, give to him that asketh thee. And we will learn from scriptures what we need to give, what are the things that we need to give to the poor and needy. There's a real story written in the Bible about how God helped a widow, and he sent to her his prophet Elijah. Let's go to the first Kings, the book of First Kings, book of the First Kings, and chapter 17, give to him who asks thee, chapter 17, and I will read from verse 8 to verse 16. There was a famine, and God sent his prophet Elijah to be fed by a widow.
First Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in the cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in, and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus say the Lord, God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Now, here the real story, it teaching us how to minister to the people, how to serve them, and how and what to give them what they really need. Now here, when the Lord sent his prophet to that woman, in order that he sent him there to relieve her and to help her. God had a good plan for that woman and her family. And from this story, we can learn good lessons. First, meeting people and coming to know their life is an opportunity for us to do the ministry and to minister to them. This is real story. It is also confirmed by our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ spoke about that, and we can read that in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4 and verse 25 and verse 26. We can read that Jesus mentioned the same story. He confirmed it. Luke chapter 4 and verse 25 and verse 26. But I tell you of truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Jesus spoke about this story, and he confirmed it. And here, what we also learn, obedience to God's voice opens to us opportunity to serve and to bear fruit and to minister to people. Here, we learn from the story that when God asked Elijah to go to that widow to feed him, he obeyed the call of God and he went there. And, you know, what we learn also from this story is that to be humble
And do not depend on your own understanding. Listen to this carefully. Elijah was a man, and he was sent by God to a widow to feed him. You know, somebody else, he will not accept that a widow will be the one to give him food. But that is the plan of God, that he need to go and minister to that woman. And he went there and he gave her the word of God, giving God's word and educate the people with God's will is the real need that the people need this day. You know, when he went to the widow, and the first he asked her to give him a cup of water. You know, we read that verse 10, I pray thee a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in the vessel so that he will drink. You know, when she went to go and bring him a cup of water, she may expect that this man, he will give her some money or some gift like that. But instead of this, he told her, he asked her what God asked him to do. And as she was going to fetch it, verse 11, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. He asked her what God had asked him to do, to tell her to give me food. Now, here the woman, she said to him, and she explained to him, that as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, and that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it. And that she told him the situation, that she have only what is left for her son. Now, when she told him this, Elijah did not change the word of God. And Elijah says unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. First you feed me. That's what the people need to know. They need to give first to God, then they'll be blessed. That woman, when she gave to Elijah, the man of God, and when she obeyed the word of God that was sent to her, the promise of the Lord came through in her life. You know, that woman, at that time, she have little food in her house, but she is better than Elijah. Elijah has no food. But I want to say here, you may think that you don't have, but I tell you that you have many things more than other people. The clue here is to give what's due to God and what's due to His church. Now, people who are poor, this is one of my famous saying, people who are poor should not stay poor. And that's why we need to educate them. We need to tell them what they need to do. And that is our mission. One of the teachings, when I meet people, when I disciple people, I teach them first to give their life to God, their heart, their time. And also I teach them to give what they do to God, from tithes, offering, and first fruit. And because if they will not give, they will not be able to receive the promises of God in their life. That we do, as we have read, when she gave to Elijah, she was blessed, and God's provision continued in her life to flow. When I meet poor people, I give them whatever I can. I met their needs.
And also, I teach them what God would expect from them as He is blessing them, to give back to God. Because without giving back to the Lord, there will be no blessing. In the book of Malachi, especially even poor people, I teach them about tithing, because through tithing, God will open the floodgates of heaven, as we read in Malachi chapter 3. And that is the way to come out from poverty, by giving what is due to God. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meal in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. God will rebuke fine, penalties, sicknesses. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the fields, saith the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, saith the Lord of hosts. People will know that you are, they will recognize you are a blessed when you start to give to God what is due for Him to give. You know, to minister to the people, we should continue to teach them and to continue to follow them. In the story that we have read, in the First Kings chapter 17, we will read from verse 17 down. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, felt sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? Now here, while Elijah was staying with her, and that woman was feeding him every day, and sure, through his teaching, she came to know about holiness, and she come to know about sin and what was she was doing in the past. Now, sin bring death. And now she come to know, when her son died, that her sin had brought the judgment of God in her life. That's why we need to continue to teach and follow up those whom we are ministering. And we need to trust God that He will move and He will do miracles and He help us. The situation that Elijah was put was very embarrassing situation. He was called to minister to a woman. He was living in her house. She was the one to feed him. And now her son was put to death. And she is telling him that, why you came, and that had happened to me. You know, certain time when we minister to people, God may do certain things like such, but we need to trust God. We need to pray for miracles. We need to pray that He will prove us, and He will prove His word that we are speaking. Elijah continued to minister to that woman. We will read what he did in verse 19. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son?
You see, here the situation that he was in. He was in a very embarrassing situation. Certain time people are responding to God, and they are good, they are blessing God, they are also blessing to us, but they have put in such situation, and we need to pray, we need to trust God. We need to continue to give what the people need and what God is telling us to give them. And he stretched himself upon the child 3 times, and he cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, No, by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth. It is truth. We need to wait upon God. We need to move by the Holy Spirit and trust in God that he will do miracle. And he will prove the words that we are telling to the people. That's our stand. Let us pray to God. Let us commit ourselves to obey what he is asking us, as Elijah. Elijah was asked by the Lord to go to that widow to feed him. He humbled down. He did not depend on his own understanding, but he moved to do the very things that God had asked him to do. He has come to God. Let us surrender our life and will to him. Be willing to use all the opportunity to speak God's word, exactly what he asked us to say, to trust what he is telling us. Yes, Lord, you deserve the glory, O God. Lord, you deserve miracles, and you will do the miracles for us. You deserve the honor and the glory for all the miracles that you are doing. Trust you, Lord. You will guide us into the perfect way, in the right way, O God. Not our own understanding, but according to your will, O God, there will be a fruit, there will be ministry, there will be people saved. People will come from death to life, O God. We magnify you, Lord. We trust you, Lord, that you will do miracles and wonders in our midst. O God, take your word and spread it. And let it reach your church and your people. And let be, Lord,
wonders and miracles in our life, O God, in life of your church and your people, O God. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Only grace.